Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for some weekend food, and I'm joined now by Erica Drum, chef and recipe developer. Erica, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
What are you proposing?
Well, I have a beautiful kind of autumnal wintry dish. It's a pork medallions with mustard cream and apples. Actually, I realise I brought you apples the last time, but in the form of a cake. So this time it's dinner.
This is savoury.
Yes.
Okay, now what do I need?
So essentially, a lot of it happens in the frying pan, which I think is fabulous. I love less washing up. And then I usually serve it with a lovely creamy mash. And in terms of ingredients, the things I've mentioned thus far, so the pork, that could be chops actually if you love chops as well. Apple, some mustard, cream, a little bit of cider is lovely in here, but if you want a dash of wine, that's fine. Some veg or chicken stock and some thyme. And I always finish or cook things with some butter. And we start with an onion.
You start with an onion. As do many dishes.
It's quite straightforward, really. So to begin, actually, we slice up our medallion or our pork. So pork loin or pork fillet usually comes in quite a long piece. And it is a brilliant piece of meat because it's so tender. But it does have a little bit of fat, which is perfectly fine. But there is a thing called a silver skin, which is almost a little bit chewy. So you need to kind of remove that. You just glide your knife slightly at an angle towards it underneath to take that silver skin off, pulling it nearly like a fish skin. But it's not that bad if you miss it, don't worry. Cut it into medallions. You can give them a little bash if you want to get out some angry moments, or keep them as the size they are. Pop on your pan, the same pan you're going to use for the whole thing. So make sure it's nice and wide with some high sides. I like to use a kind of casserole dish, you know, a ceramic thing, or a cast iron. Onto the hot heat, a little bit of olive oil, and start frying your medallions. I always say, I learned that from Gordon Ramsay years ago, to do it in clockwise motion so you know which one to turn first. Yeah? Let them get brown on each side and then you're going to take them off the pan and put them on a plate and keep your pan dirty. But this is not dirt. This is good flavour. And in there, we're going to go in with our onions and a knob of butter and let them cook. And that takes a good 8 minutes now. We really want them to get soft.
So you want them clarified in a sense.
Yeah. And you're deglazing the pan. So you can put in a splash of your cider or your stock to loosen it. So you're taking all the flavour that came from the pork, perhaps a little bit of, you know, darkened brown or even burnt bits, but they're perfectly fine and add extra flavour. So as your onion softens, which is really where you want to go. As onion softens, it sweetens, it loses its stringency, but keeps flavour. It's fabulous. There's no garlic in this one, actually, because it kind of overpowers, so I kept it out, which is unusual for me. And then we're going to go in with some apple cider. You can use any cider you want. There's plenty of lovely Irish ones out there. Some wedges of apple, and I'm using, you know, fallen apples from my father-in-law Liam's trees, but you can buy them in the shops. You can still buy the Bramley apples, but if you can't, if it's a different time of year, if you're taking this down for the future, you can get the tart apples.
You want cooking apples, kind of?
You want cooking apples, but if you can't get them, use a tart apple, something with a bit of punch to it. And don't take the skins off. I love this recipe because it's very handy. Don't take the skins off because we want to keep the apples together. So we're cutting those in nice big wedges. Mustard, letting that kind of all blend together. I use the whole grain mustard. You could use Dijon or something if you prefer. And then a dash of cream or a little bit more than a dash.
Now, we still have the pork to one side.
Yes, we do. Well done. You're on the ball. We have the pork to one side. Then we're adding in the remaining of our stock. So we're thickening up this sauce. It's not very saucy, but it is enough to pour over your mash, you know. And if it is too saucy, just reduce it down a bit more, a little bit more heat, let the steam out. In goes back in your pork with some thyme and some salt and pepper for about 2 to 3 minutes. Nothing major.
That's all.
Yeah.
Because people worry about pork that it's not fully cooked through.
Yeah. And if you get Irish, you know, proper pork, it will be fine. When you've cut it into the medallion size, you know, depending on how thick you've done them, about half an inch I usually do, turning them once at with 2 to 3 minutes is so much time. They're really, really quick. Mm. But if you are worried with anything you're cooking, I always say take out the biggest piece of whatever you've made, chicken or pork or fish even. Just put it on your chopping board and cut it in half and have a look in the middle.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if we overcook it, it does go quite chewy. And this meat doesn't need to be. It's so tender. So I just finish it with buttery mash now, nearly more mash than potato, or more butter than potato pat, but that's my sin. And then the pork on top with a lovely bit of sauce and a little bit of thyme sprinkled over the top, and it's fab.
Just perfect for this time of year.
Really is.
Erica Drum, chef and recipe developer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.